Let me see, I have another question to ask you here. Okay, if you have a friend and he came back to town, another friend has been visiting with him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? Or you might say, no, I...
No, I haven't seen him.
Yeah, yeah. And then you might be asked, has your brother seen him yet? And again, you might answer, no.
No, he hasn't seen
me. You might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? Or you might say, no, why? And then you might be asked, has your brother...
Have you ever heard the word of,
Again, you might answer, no.
Let's see. Well, have you ever heard the word ain't used like that? Like, no, he ain't seen him?
That's used all the time.
Yeah?
You hadn't heard me use it?
You ever heard the word of,
I haven't heard you use it. Well, I haven't really been paying that much close of attention as far as your word, but the stories are more interesting than the words.
Have you ever heard the word ain't?
But like, you know, like you'll use ain't sometime?
Yes, it's used. It's really used.
I haven't heard you.
Yeah, well,
in the South, anyway.
The stories are more interesting than the word. But like, you know, like
of course, I know there's another word for it, but you just will. Lapse back into it sometimes.
Of something that you do every day, do you do it frequently? You know, like of just something that you would do every day, do you do it frequently?
I don't do it. The about the only thing I do every day is cook.
Yeah.
That comes every day.
Yeah. And how many times a day do you have to cook?
Well, sometimes I get by with two, but those are three.
Yeah. You know the stuff that you make with the I guess you make it with cream and sugar and you might put strawberries in it and churn it around. It'd be ice cream.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if your brother really liked ice cream, you'd say, okay, like I'd ask you, does your brother like ice cream? And you would say,
yes, he really does.
Yeah.
Strawberries and churn it around. It'd be ice cream.
If he didn't like it, then you would say,
no, he doesn't like it. But I don't know who it is that don't like ice cream.
Really, that's my wife's favorite type of dessert.
Especially homemade.
Yeah, homemade too.
And then if he didn't like it, then you would say,
you know, like, you know, what type of house is this called? What is this called? Since it's not brick, you might call it not a wooden house, but a, you know, there's some, you know, like, in some other type of a term. Maybe like a frame house or
not
something.
Brick,
have you ever heard of a frame house?
Not a wooden house.
That's kind of it.
Yeah.
That's kind of it. It's a frame house.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember all those words.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know. Don't worry about it. You don't have to use, think all that hard. It's just really conversation. You know, like outside, you know, like where you kept all your mules and stuff?
Yeah.
You know, like what was that called?
That's a barn.
And you know, what all did you have in there? You know, like,
well, we had two lots, and in one lot we had the mules.
Mm-hmm.
In the other lot we had the cow.
Uh-huh. And this is the same building?
No, they wasn't in a building. They were staying in the building, and they were called stalls. But then you had a fence, you know, where they could roam around a little place.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was
and
you pinned them up in that every night. Well, in this stall, you fed them.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we had running water out there, and had the trough out there, and it was always run full of water for them.